Murder of Urdu literature, as many here put it. Professor Sayyid Sipti Jafar Zaidi was a renowned Shia scholar, poet and academic who was gunned down in Karachi on Monday when he was commuting in the city near his college on his motorbike. The news of his death came as another shock to Shia Muslims in Pakistan, including his students and fellow educationists.
Shia Muslims are burying their loved ones and the killers are continuously going scot-free. This is the reason why once again thousands of Shia Muslims are out on the street to register their protest against the state's institutions, which they say have miserably failed to perform their primary duty of providing security to its citizens.
Mourners consider various factors responsible for the ongoing acts of extremism in Pakistan.
Somebody made the society arrogant, so those culprits are responsible for that, and those states are responsible for that. Society by birth is not like that. We have to provide security ourselves. This question is over now. We have to take this in our hand now or never.
We all know that what is the interest of what is the Saudian interest, the Arab countries, the American interest. They all are financing them, they are getting the money, and our intelligence agencies and our establishment, they are like, you know, they are used to it. They are getting easy money from someone and they are just implementing the agenda of foreign forces. So otherwise, how can it be possible that they are killing people day in and day out and nobody is stopping them?
Professor Zaidi was also one of the country's renowned Soz and Marsiya reciter, a special genre of Urdu literature about mourning poems that commemorate the martyrdom of Prophet Muhammad's grandson, Imam Hussein, some 14 centuries ago in Karbala. Along with his college students, he had large number of Marsiya students across Pakistan.
I think in Punjab, the government is supporting the banned outfits. So how can you expect the government to take the action against them? We want to the peaceful Pakistan. We are a peaceful nation because that's the thing is daddy follow Karbala. Karbala teaches how to live. Karbala teaches live with a harmony and peace. So we are against the terrorist.
Shia Muslims make up over 20% of Pakistan's 180 million population. And according to human rights groups, thousands of Shias have been killed by the banned outfits working freely across Pakistan. Mohammad Turi, Press TV, Karachi.